Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, you've got the opening bell. 6 o'clock, Steve Cochran and the gang will be on. And, well, that music that you heard is from one of the classic films of all time and considered by a lot of folks quite possibly to be the best film ever made. Whenever there are annual polls done, you know, where they were not annual. I don't know if they do it every year, but I mean, like every 10 years, someone busts out the old, what are the list of the greatest movies ever made? And inevitably, this one is near the top or at the top every single time they do it. And I, of course, am speaking of Citizen Kane, Orson Welles' masterpiece. It's unbelievable. It is celebrating its 75th anniversary. And Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, is going to screen it on Thursday, February 11th. And it's going to be the 75th anniversary screening of Citizen Kane at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. Matthew has joined us many times before, and I love the work that Matthew does. He likes to preserve the memories of great movies and present really wonderful experiences for people to see classic great movies on the big screen in a beautiful big theater. And he's been very successful at it, and we welcome Matthew once again back to the show. Matthew, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Give everybody, you know, the background on who you are and how you got started being the programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series.
Well, it goes back to, maybe about 15 years ago. I used to run the LaSalle Bank Theater, which was a small revival house. And then fast forward to about 2009, the library, Park Ridge Public Library, asked me to do a film series for them in the spring. And it was so successful that the Pickwick Theater right across the street asked me to present a classic film series for them. So we started that in 2013, and we've done some really big shows. The 50th anniversary of Goldfinger from last season. We've shown Gone with the Wind. Our last show in January was the 50th anniversary of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and we had almost 500 people for that show. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we always present these films as we always try and make it like a big event. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you clearly have a really good time doing it, too. I saw the photos of you in full costume.
Ah, you did.
of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, yeah. looking like the man with no name. You had the poncho, the hat, the cigar, the whole nine. You looked great.
Yeah, well, we always try and, you know, tie it into the film we're showing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And some people actually came in costume, too. So
That's always a lot of fun. 50th anniversary screening of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. I love that movie. It must have been great to see that on the big screen of the Pickwick.
You know, see that The Ecstasy of Gold, the Ennio Morricone score, and
yeah.
it was fabulous.
Yeah, you know? Great stuff. Hey, by the way, have you gone to the music box? Did you see The Hateful Eight in 70?
I did see it. I saw the Roadshow.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see something in 70 millimeter, I mean, the presentation was spectacular.
It was unbelievable. They did such a great job at the music box with that. I mean, it was one of the best film experiences I had in 2015. No question about it.
Yeah, and we came out of the screening, and the line was already down the block for the next screening.
Yeah, same thing with me. Now, you know, they've got that beautiful setup at the music box where they've improved upon the sound. They've improved upon everything. Mm-hmm. They got a new screen in there.
Yeah.
And throughout, starting in the end of, toward the end of February, second week of February, they've got their 70 millimeter festival.
I'm looking forward to that.
There's
like Lawrence of Arabia.
Incredible titles on there. Mm-hmm. I'm beside myself because they're showing, The Master and Inherent Vice, both Paul Thomas Anderson movies. They're showing Interstellar. And they're showing Starman, the John Carpenter movie.
I can't wait.
it's just making me crazy. And in addition to all the classics, but I just am excited to see some of those in 70 millimeter.
Yes.
So beautiful. All right. Well, that's the kind of spirit that we're talking about. And the Pickwick Theater is like the music box in that it's a beautiful old theater. It's a remarkable place and a very special place to see some of these old movies. And, man, it doesn't get much better than Citizen Kane. I mean, you know, as I've mentioned, widely considered by many people to be the greatest film ever made.
Yeah, I mean, it's long hailed the greatest film. I think Sight and Sound over the years would do those, you know, the 10 greatest films, and Citizen Kane was, you know, always at the top.
Yep.
You know, because it has, you know, such a, that great reputation. Orson Welles, I mean, this the boy wonder. He was a star of radio, stage, and film, and then he came to Hollywood with his Mercury Theater Players, and you know, he was this genius. You know, who he always presented himself as the one who did everything. But when you look at Citizen Kane, I mean, it's really a collaboration. I mean, the script that he did with Herman Mankiewicz. You were playing some music from Bernard Herrmann.
Yep.
And, of course, the beautiful photography by Greg Tolan. You know, so he had all these talents. I mean, when he went to Hollywood, he didn't know anything about filmmaking. I mean, it was really the people he had around him.
Yeah.
And that collaboration, that's what really created Citizen Kane.
It is a truly, truly remarkable movie. One of the best, one of my favorites of all time. I happen to be a Touch of Evil guy. I happen to prefer Touch of Evil. I screened that.
I was there.
I know.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love that film.
I adore that movie, and I had screened that one a few months back, and it was great seeing that on the big screen, and it's going to be really great to see Citizen Kane. Wow. Now, you always say that you know you make the entire program special. What else do you have happening on the evening of the 11th for the 75th anniversary screening of Kane?
Well, this time, you know, we're really, you know, the shows that we do, we're always trying to make it a lot of fun. But this one's going to be fun, but we're also going to put a lot of emphasis on film history. And we got a special guest. He's a producer and an Orson Welles scholar. His name is Michael Dawson. I met Michael last year for the Orson Welles Centennial in Woodstock. And he has worked on the restorations of Orson Welles' Othello and Chimes at Midnight. So he's a wonderful Welles scholar. So he's going to talk about Orson Welles and the making of Citizen Kane. And, of course, we've got Jay Warren back performing prelude music.
That's great.
Starting at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So Jay Warren performing the great music on the big organ at the Pickwick Theater. Michael Dawson will be there on hand, Orson Welles scholar, to talk all about it. And it's going to be a beautiful DCP presentation and Citizen Kane's 75th anniversary. And the other thing is, it's a beautiful experience. If you've never been to the Pickwick Theater, it's amazing. And to see Citizen Kane on the big screen is a pretty special thing. Now, here's the other thing. Admission is only $10. It's $7 for seniors, and you can get advance tickets for $8. And it's $6 for seniors. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. And you're expecting a pretty big turn. You should probably have a pretty big turnout for this one. I mean, you know, the chance to see this glorious movie on the big screen, people will probably take advantage of that.
Definitely. You know, I think with this screening, I'm really trying to go for people who have never seen the film before,
yeah.
Younger film students, you know, people who have never seen it in a theater. You know, and that's why I'm presenting this one, you know, for the community. I really want to get people to come out. And obviously, the story itself, you know, it's kind of based on the life of William Randolph Hearst. It might not be topical, but just the storytelling, the techniques that are on screen. I mean, this is a film that people really need to experience, and
yeah.
Especially younger people and film students.
And there are a lot of things that are done with the narrative, with the editing, with the photography, and with the camera work that had never been done before.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're sort of commonplace.
Sure.
But this was like so many firsts in this movie that are now just like used in movies regularly, but nobody had ever done it before Welles did.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's what he did. I mean, he took things like depth of field, you know, deep focus, the low angle shots. I mean, these things had turned up in films before Citizen Kane, but he was the first to really put it into sort of like a unified theme.
Yeah.
You know, and just I think he just advanced the art form of motion picture making. And
absolutely.
It's a film that I've come to appreciate even more. You know, of course, when you're in film school and stuff, you see Citizen Kane, but as you get older and you see the film, you revisit it, you really start to appreciate it even more.
No question about it. So it's Thursday, February 11th. the 75th anniversary screening of Citizen Kane. Jay Warren is going to play prelude music on the organ. Michael Dawson, who is an Orson Welles scholar, is going to be there. It's going to be a great presentation. Only $10, $7 for seniors. It's at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. And very quickly, Matthew, tell me about the Legends of Laughter 2 series that you're doing at the Park Ridge Library, and that starts on March 3rd.
It starts March 3rd. We're going to be opening our spring series with Laurel and Hardy's Sons of the Desert. It's going to be on Thursday nights. It's going to run till the end of May. We're going to be profiling all the great comedy teams like Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers, Abbott and Costello. We're going to be showing Martin and Lewis's Artists and Models.
Oh, I love that movie.
Olsen and Johnson's Hell's a Poppin'. We got all kinds of crazy stuff going on at the Park Ridge Library.
All right, and that's free.
That's free.
Yep.
There is going to be one show at the Pickwick part of Legends of Laughter, and that's March 10th. We're going to be showing A Night at the Opera.
Ah, okay. Well, as we get closer to the date, you come on up, and we'll talk all about the Marx Brothers.
Sounds good.
Okay, Legends of Laughter 2, the comedy team series, begins March 3rd at the Park Ridge Library. That's going to be on Thursday nights, and that's free. And the big screening, the celebration of the 75th anniversary of Citizen Kane, is Thursday, February 11th at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com is the website, and we have a link and information on our Facebook page. Matthew, I really love what you do, man, and every time you have something up coming up, please stop by and talk about it, okay?
I will. Thanks,
okay.
Nick. I'll
you
talk
got
to you soon.
Okay, take care. That's Matthew Hoffman, really doing great work. The guy loves film. He loves preserving it. He loves giving people the experience of seeing classic films in a beautiful environment. He's the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. February 11th, it's a Thursday night, Pickwick Theater, Citizen Kane on the big screen. Very special stuff. All right, it's Nick DiGilio here. We'll take a break on 720 WGN.